Joining Linda and I in the studio today are Camillo and Lloyd, who are volunteers with BARC. BARC is a group dedicated to preserving forests, especially on Mount Hood, and that often means pushing back against the Forest Service on proposed timber sales, which they do in a few different ways, which we'll be getting to in a bit. But first, welcome, Camillo and Lloyd.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here in the KBOO studios. Last time we were here, we were talking about the Zigzag timber sale. Can you tell us what the status of that sale is? And there was a public comment period happening, and you were encouraging people to submit commentary in opposition to the sale. What can you tell us is going on now?
Lloyd? Thanks for asking. So we're still in the first stage. The comment period is on, and what we now do is wait for a response from the Forest Service. And then we will evaluate that response, and we'll answer specifics they give us back, depending on what the information we gave them. But we're still looking for people to get involved at this time, so it's still the first stage.
If people want to comment on the Zigzag timber sale and they want to learn what you have to say about it, can they find all the information they need at your website?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is that?
BARC-out.org. BARC-out.org. And it's chock full of information on everything we do. So you can go there and find information.
And links to making comments so that you can...
Links to making comments. And also in the next 6 weeks, we are going to have lots of meetings at BARC on different aspects of that and the forest plan.
So this is a place someone could jump in right now and get active.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
There's a group that meets regularly to do strategy planning, and we're inviting everybody to get involved with that. So if you go to the website... Look for the post on the Zigzag sale or on the forest plan, and there'll be an indication when the strategy meetings are held.
Okay, great. That's great that people can jump in and be part of that conversation. Now, I understand that the Forest Service recently recovered from the sale or removed from sale 961 acres in the Wacoma timber sale and a few hundred in the Grasshopper timber sales. These are the areas that coincided where BARC volunteers ground truthed during a campout. So was that a victory for you guys? Is that congratulations due?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because we basically, when we go to the Forest Service for information, with our information, our ground truthing, I mean, we look forward to them just canceling a timber sale. But sometimes what we accept is them, removing certain parcels.
So you look and see what's actually there on the ground, and if it doesn't match what they've said,
absolutely,
and there's more damage to the environment going to be caused, then you can actually save that part of the forest by having documented it.
I believe that the withdrawal of those 900 acres may have been the result of a suit that was filed. And I want to bring everybody's attention to something that's going on now that's really critical and urgent. It's critical because if we don't do something about it, they will take away our right to supervise or to contribute to how the forest plan is made and how every project that goes in the federal project that goes on there could be disallowed from having an opportunity to have input through the National Environmental Policy Act. They're trying to revise it so that it takes away our privilege to make comments. And I would urge you to go to the website now because the comment period is up on March 10th. Go there and check that out and make a comment saying that you want to preserve those rights.
So if they went to the, it would be to the BARC website to find the link.
Yes.
What would the title or what would they be looking for there?
It's the change in the NEPA plan, National Environmental Policy Act.
Okay, great.
All right, those dates are coming up. Now, BARC promotes an idea that forest defense is climate defense. Can you break that down for us?
Yes. Well, one of the big issues now is that there is a Mount Hood forest plan, which was devised in 1994. It hasn't been updated in 15 years. And that sets a lot of the protocols for how the Forest Service scopes land for timber sales. And it's important to tell people that the main business of the Forest Service is timber sales. Recreation and conservation are woven through, but that's not their business. It's the Department of Agriculture. So when you go back to that forest plan that hasn't been updated in 15 years, there's been incredible changes, first with climate disruption, also with new science, which talks about carbon sequestration by our forests, which is really important in reducing carbon emissions. The Forest Service, it's shocking to see, but they do not have to address those issues because of the protocols in this Mount Hood Forest Plan. So one of the big initiatives with BARC now is to, we would like to have it completely revised, but basically the protocols as they've been set up by the government is it's easier to go and try to amend it point by point. So we could do, a big issue that the Forest Service maybe agrees with us on is fire management. So we might go look for an amendment on that. But even with climate disruption and carbon sequestration, changes in hydrology because of climate change, all of these things can be amended, but ultimately they're in the hands of the supervisor of the National Forest. However, of course, we still have the right for public comment, for ground truthing, and
Are they looking for amending that forest plan at any time? Is the Forest Service planning on amending it, or is it just they're happy to go forward with an antiquated plan?
Well, I think that we will have an opportunity to make an amendment to the plan, but we will have to make that clear. One thing I wanted to add in response to the last question about forest defense is climate defense. The timber industry is the primary contributor to carbon in the state. 35% of all emissions is from forest activity.
I didn't realize that.
And if we were to preserve forests, we could practically neutralize that.
State of Oregon actually recognizes that science now.
Well, we're going to have to wrap up now.
We've been speaking with Camilo and Lloyd, two volunteers with the nonprofit forest advocacy group BARC. More information about BARC can be found on their website at bark-out.org.
And thank you both for joining us today in the KBOO studios. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.